Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series, brought to you by My Cost Segregation. Today we cover a procedural case, meaning it is not about what qualifies as personal property, it is about the rules for how and when you can make a reclassification. The case is called Brookshaw Brothers Holding versus Commissioner. The tax court decided it in 2001, and the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals affirmed in 2003. Understanding this case requires a quick explanation of something called an accounting method change. When you depreciate a building, you pick a method and a recovery period. That is your accounting method for that asset. The tax code in section 446 generally says that if you want to change your accounting method, you need IRS consent first. You file a form, you ask permission, and you wait. Now, cost segregation studies often involve looking at a building you already own and reclassifying parts of it to shorter recovery periods. Maybe you built the property 5 years ago and depreciated the whole thing at 39 years. A cost segregation study comes in and identifies that 15% of the cost should have been in the 15-year class and another 10% in the 5-year class. You want to catch up on the missed appreciation. The IRS argued that doing this is a change in accounting method, and if it is a method change, you need IRS consent before you do it. No consent means the change does not stand. Brookshaw Brothers was a grocery and gas station company. They reclassified gas station assets from 39-year non-residential real property to 15-year MacRS property. They did it without getting IRS consent first. Both the tax court and the Fifth Circuit ruled for the company. These courts held that moving property to a shorter recovery period is not a Section 446 accounting method change. It falls within a regulatory exemption. No prior consent required. That is a significant result. It means that in the Fifth Circuit, you can do a cost segregation catch-up study and reclassify assets without first filing a consent form with the IRS. But here is what you need to know. This is not the rule everywhere. The Tenth Circuit reached the opposite conclusion in a case called Kurzet. In Kurzet, the Tenth Circuit held that changing recovery periods is a method change requiring consent. The Fifth Circuit and Tenth Circuit are in direct conflict on this issue. The Supreme Court has not resolved it. The law is not uniform. If your property is in a state covered by the 10th Circuit, like Colorado, Utah, Oklahoma, or Kansas, the Brookshaw Brothers protection does not apply to you. The safer path in those states is to use the automatic consent procedures under Form 3115 when you do a retroactive study. If your property is in the 5th Circuit, which covers Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi, Brookshaw Brothers is direct support for your reclassification without a separate consent filing. When this case appears in your report, it supports the procedural path we use for your study. We know your circuit. We know the right steps. We protect you with the method that matches where your property sits. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see the full authority library in your study, visit the legal section of your report.